Okay, Rabbi, say, let us get started. We're going to learn Rav Shimshon Pinkus' Taira on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is almost here. I hope everyone comes, by the way, tomorrow night. We're going to have a beautiful, beautiful Aseres Yemei Teshuva Tish after Ma'ariv on the fourth floor. Don't miss it, please, and bring everybody in. Okay, Mikol Chatoi Seichem Lefnei Hashem Titar. The Pasuk says about Yom Kippur that you're supposed to be atoned from all your sins and be purified before Hashem. Hagayner Bitzlok Hutner Zatzal. In the Pachad Yitzchak, the first Maimer in Yom Kippur, Heir Harar Nifla. He is Ma'irer, an amazing, amazing insight. Rabbeinu Yaina B'Shar Tshuva. If you look at the great Rabbeinu Yaina Shar Tshuva, Shar Bezos Yadalit Kosav. U'mitzvah Seminat Tayer Lahayres Adam es ruchai, lachzer b'tshuva yom kippurim. It's a mitzvah say on Yom Kippur that a person has to awaken and arouse his spirit to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. That's a special mitzvah of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur proper. Shenama mikol chataseich lefnei Hashem titaru. Klaimar, yeshna mitzvahs tshuva miyuchedes b'yom kippur. There's a special tshuva that is different than the tshuva of the whole year. Today we have a mitzvah of tshuva. Erev Purim, we have a mitzvah of tshuva. Third day of Chanukah, but we also have a special mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur that's different than the tshuva, than the mitzvah of tshuva of the rest of the year. So, v'lechayra hara yeshna mitzvah says tshuva b'chayayim. So, I don't understand. Like, there's a mitzvah to do tshuva every day. So, what is this significant mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur? What's the Rambam saying? What's Rav Yaina saying that there's a mitzvah to be ma'ir oneself on tshuva on Yom Kippur? There's a mitzvah the whole year to do tshuva. Tshuva is not a seasonal mitzvah. So why is it? What's a special mitzvah Rav Yaina is saying? A mitzvah semen atayra on Yom Kippur itself. Vitzirates. And the Pachad Yitzchak explains, she mitzvah sa tshuva shal kol yimei sashon nol medes mea pasuk v'shavta. There's a pasuk that says you have to return to Hashem, your God. Vinyana tshuva, and that's talking about tshuva. Vilu tshuva simi kippurim nilmedes mi titaru vinyana taira. Tam medvarim amuk aimek niflab nishtalav aralafi darkena. So basically Rav Hutner says that there's a mitzvah of tshuva the whole year. That's to return to Hashem. But the mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur that Rabbeinu Yaina is saying is different is the mitzvah of titaru. There's something about being mitar oneself in Yom Kippur, a purifying oneself in Yom Kippur that doesn't exist today. I have a mitzvah of doing tshuva, v'shavta Hashem lekecha, but I don't have the special mitzvah of titaru, that I'm expected to be purified. That's a special type of tshuva. That's what the Pachad Yitzchak basically says, and now Rav Pinkus is going to elaborate upon this difference. So let's see what he says. Shaul Yisi Yehudi Sheila, a certain Yid asked me the following question. Kasher Nachno Yisim Tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achim Mizachech Menachah Yisanu. Yes, when we do Tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu purifies us, he cleans us. Avol Ma'isim Im Hazman Sha'avar B'li Shenitzlu Shenitzalno Yisa Kuroi. Great question. Meaning, let's say I'm doing tshuva because I watched videos the whole last year, okay? And I did tshuva for it. That's great. But what happens to all of that time? So maybe Hashem cleansed me of the sin of watching videos, but what about the, you know, dozens, maybe hundreds of hours that I spent, that I wasted watching videos? What happens to that time? Fine, you could maybe, you know, take out his magic wand and say that you are cleansed from your aveira of watching videos. But what about all the wasted time? Ma'asim im kala asan ashois yamim avshanim shal bitul tayr b'tefilat. L'maisa was mevatul tayr all that time. I didn't go to davening all that time. Dvarim shechazal agdim kim me'uvas liyuchaliska. This is what Chazal would term as pasuk in Kehelet, that it's something that's crooked and can never be straightened. What do you do with that? What happens to that time? I go up to Shemayim. Granted, Okay, all the watching of videos and all the stuff that I was watching bad, that's erased from the record. Hashem cleaned that up. Maybe even made it into a mitzvah. Fine. But what happens to that time? There are hundreds of man hours that I wasted. I didn't daven properly. I didn't learn. It's bittul Torah. What happened? Do I get punished for that? Does that still remain under my record? It's a great question, right? Did anyone ever think of that question? Like the time. Tshuva might help the action, but what about the time? Where does that go? Is Hashem able to like sort of flip that time as well into something positive, or that I'm talking on the hook for? Never thought of that. Hatshuva al kach t'munim divrei hazayir ha'muflam. By the way, Pinchas was a very great Kabbalist. He was very, very into Kabbalah, if you know about him. He used to learn with Rav Hillel, what's his name? There's a big Mekobel in Eretz Yisrael. What?
Yaakov Hillel.
I think they were Chavrusas together for many years. He taught them, they learned together Kabbalah. So there's a Zayir that says, Al HaPasuk V'Avram Zakin Baba Yamim. Avram was old. He came with his days. So the Zayir says as follows on that Pasuk. The Avram Zakin Uchedain Baba Yamim. Avram Loyal Be'inon Yamin Ilayin Adavisiv. V'chein David, d'chsiv ha-melch, David zakin baba yamim, aval ma'ari d'tshuva miyad al v'stabik bei b'kut shabrichu. Mevuar, shabal tshuva zaycha yidei ha-tshuva lagia l'dargas baba yamim. He says that Avram Avinu came, he was able to say about himself that he didn't waste any time until he was an old man. Every single day was accounted for. He was old. Baba Yam, he slept all of his days with him. I mean, there was no waste of time. Every one of his days was perfectly accounted for. It's like, you know, they say about the Vilna Gaon that he did a cheshbon nefesh at the end of the year, and he found that he had found throughout the entire year maybe 10 minutes of bittul Torah, of the whole year. And they asked, so what, you know, what's the bit, what did the guy do? You think the guy was sitting in the coffee room and schmoozing with people? Chas v'shalom. They say that he was walking through Mavos Matunafes. He was walking to get to the Beis Medrash from his house. He had to walk through like an alleyway, which was dirty. And he wasn't allowed to think and learning. But he made a cheshbon that he could have really walked a little faster. Maybe he would have shaved 30 seconds off every day. And he made a cheshbon or whatever, 3 seconds off every day, he made a cheshbon over the course of a whole year, 10 minutes of bittul Torah. That's the gain's. So that's sort of like what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu was able to account for every minute of every day of a long life. Avraham Avinu was how old when he died? 175, was it? So it's a long life, right? I don't know if it includes the first few years when before he was Makir Spire. But anyway, David HaMelech was Baba Yamim, but the Zayar says that Ma'ari de Tshuva, meaning Bali Tshuva, are also able to cling to HaKadosh Baruch, which Rapinkas explains that means that they're also Baba Yamim, a Bal Tshuva. He might have become a Bal Tshuva when he was 25, 35, 55, but he's able to say about himself that he too is Baba Yamim. Hine mevuar kan bezayar. So the way Rapinkas teaches up the Zayar is sheyesh ma'ilam yuchedesh al zaken shu baba yamim about shuvah shayach lenin zeh. There's about shuvah is also shayach to this. The achen rashbi akadosh yadam ha'izikna aval anam chiyesh lenu ha'saga kol shu musik zeh. What does that mean? So chasidim misaprim ala shpoiler zeda, one of the great chasidish rebbes, his name was Hasaba Mishpuli, sheshmai balai. Why was he called the Saba? Why was he called the old man of Shpuli? When he was gemalt, when he was circumcised, that people would call, they would bless the Rachanima. The baby that was born, they would bless the baby. Gama besht ay b'tar miskalusai. This was the Baal Shem Tov before he was Megala himself as being the great Baal Shem. Hishtati b'simcha. He participated in that bris. And he stood online to bless the young child. Ubegia Tyre Levarach Amarho. You know what he said? What did the Baal Shem say to the Shpailer Zayda when he was a little baby, 8 years old? Al Avram Avinu Nehmer Avram Zokin. About Avram Avinu, it says he was old. Klemer Shuhaya Sabo. Mevarach Anias Hayelet Hazeh She Sabo. I'm blessing this young child that he too should be Zaycha to be a Sabo, to be an old man. Kulam Tzachaku. Everybody laughed. Ve'echel Lekar B'Shem Sabo. The name stuck. He said that he should be an old man, so everyone was laughing. Oh, this rabbi, Baal Shem, he says he should be as old. So they called him from 8 days old. He was already called a Zayda. He was already called an old man. Mahu Saba, what does that mean? Lufi Havanasi, you know what I think it means? Said ha'inyin kachu, Abba u'ben oid mevinim echad es hasheni. A father and son understand each other, right? If you're a father, or let's say you have a father, and you have a healthy relationship with your father, hopefully, so then your father and you get each other. You understand each other. You know, you make jokes with each other, and you have your shtick with each other, and you know, you have what to do with each other. Saba, what about a grandfather? How does a grandfather fit into this relationship? He might understand his son, but he does not understand his grandson. So, that might be close, but it's a different relationship. It's already the generational divide between a grandchild and a grandfather is a little too far that you don't have that same closeness that you do with your father. So he says like this, Vavram Zokain. Safag l'seichay kedusha kazu shahu hayachutz me'elam l'gamri. You know what it means? Avram Avinu was an old man. He was a saba. It means that he was like the grandfather. He had no kesher with the world around him. He was like away from this world. He turned his back on the world. Mecha nava ziknazun. Where did he get this from? Mitechashu ba bayamim. Baim kol echad me'ayam shalei. He came with every day. He was so perfect, and every day he squeezed out the maximum potential of the day. David did the same exact thing with his life. When you are able to really fulfill your fullest potential on this world, then you are a zeicha to be called a zakin, meaning you have no kesher with the world. The Zayar is mechadish something tremendous. That what it took Avraham Avinu 175 years, and what it took David HaMelech, how many years was David HaMelech alive? How many? 70. Where did David HaMelech get those 70 years from? Anyone know? Adam. Excellent. Adam Rishon died at what age? 930. He was supposed to be 1,000. He died 70 years early because he donated those years to somebody in the future by the name of David HaMelech. So they had to work very hard. Avraham Avinu and David had to work very hard to really make sure that every day was accounted for and fully, squeezed and soaked of all its potential. But about tshuva, listen to this, is zeicha to get to this madrega, this amazing madrega, b'yam echad, in one day. Berega echad uba'itzma she'en kedugmasa u'kefi she'mavur she'mezayr she'bal tshuva magil madrega se'bav ha'yamim she'mashlam es kol ma she'echzer. Amazing. Yeah, do you understand what we just said? When you think I'm talking about tshuva, by the way, who do you think, like, who are you picturing in your mind? You're picturing somebody that went to Ar Sameach, right? Or Eish HaTorah, right? That's not who we're talking. We're talking about us. We have the ability all to be Baalei Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva is something that it's Biyadeinu to be. And let's say we say we're going to be Baalei Tshuva. Baalei Tshuva doesn't mean that I was Mechal Shabbos yesterday and now I see the light. Baal Tshuva means that until now, I wasn't living my days fully. I wasn't really appreciating Hashem. I didn't have a great relationship with him. I had a very checkered past. There's a lot of things I'm not proud of. But now, Erev Yom Kippur, Tav Shem Pei Daled, I'm deciding that I want to change. I want to be a Baal Tshuva. You know what happens? As soon as you become a Baal Tshuva, you have immediately become, according to the Zayar, Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech, and that all of your years, whether it's 20 years, 40 years, 80 years, it doesn't matter, all of, in one day, you're able to fully say, I'm Baba Yamin. I have all of my days here. That's a tremendous thing. Imagine being able to go up to Shemayim like Avraham. We're jealous of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had every single day, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, every single day he learned, you know, his chayvus. And he did chesed with the world. And he was the Sara Torah. And he taught everybody. And he was the Rabban Shel Yisrael. And every day was a count. He didn't waste any time. Every day, every minute of the day, he had a cheshbon for what he was doing exactly. So after his long life, he's able to go up to Shemayim and, you know, they just roll out the red carpet because he has a perfect life. He's Baba Yam. Ask me on any day. We have days that I think, speaking for myself only, you know, some days I'm good, hopefully. And some days they're just like, you know, I don't know, I have no idea. If you'd ask me what'd you do, you know, what'd you do last Thursday? I'd have to think about it and I don't know. You know, it could be I did good stuff. Maybe I wasted a lot of time that day. Maybe I did shlissim. I don't know. Reb Chaim Kanievsky knew, no matter what day on the calendar you pick, it's going to be a good day. He did the right thing on that day. Do we know? We know. But if we're Bali Tshuva, suddenly we have the ability to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, all of my years are right here, and I'm proud of every, you could ask me on any day, because that's the Kayach of Tshuva. He says, the truth is that this is a Gemara Mefreshes, a famous Gemara by Dezara, Yud Zayinim and Aleph, about a person by the name of Elazar ben Derdaya. Anyone ever hear of Elazar ben Derdaya? You have to listen to this story, amazing story. Sheyachayte gadol balasas tshuva is a very bad sinner. If you want to get into the graphic details, he basically, the Gemara says about him, that he didn't leave a zayna in the entire world that he wasn't with. You can imagine, you know, such a person. And now look what happened. He did it, and the Gemara goes into very great detail exactly what happened on the with the last Zayna that he was about to be with. Anyway, his name was Reb Elazar ben Derdaya. He was the biggest sinner in the world. He wanted to do tshuva. What did he do? Halach v'yasha ben shnei harem ugevais. He went and he sat between two massive mountains. The Amar, and he says, harem ugevais bakshu alai rachem. Ask for me for mercy. Plead with Hashem for mercy for me. We can't worry about you. We're busy with ourselves. That's the pasuk about harem and gvais. They also have their avaydu, whatever that means. Okay, so please, heaven and earth, plead for me, rachem. We're busy with ourselves. And it brings a pasuk. And then eventually he says, Amar, Ein hadavar talui elabi. Famous words. This matter I see. I can't rely on the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and the heavens. And I have to do it this on my own. It's something I got to do all by myself. Ein hadavar talui elabi. It's on me. What did he do? He niach reishay ben brechav. He put his head between his knees. And he broke out crying. He died in a state of tshuva. Yatzis Abasko v'amra. Abasko comes out and says, Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya mizuman l'chayel maba. Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya, he's prepared for him the coming world. He has everything. Bacha Rebbe, the Gemara ends and says that Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he heard this, he said, Yesh kaina ilam b'kamashanim. There are those who attain their world with many, many years. It takes them a long time. And then there are certain individuals that are able to chap the entire world, the entire Olam Haba, in one moment. Which means to say that there are tzaddikim that are living day and night and going to minyanim and learning and amelos and yegiya and haravanya and chesed and refining oneself. And they get Olam Haba. But then there's another type that in one b'sha'achas, in one second, you're able to chap also the entirety of Eilam Haba. V'haysev sham al kach Rabbi HaKadosh milo nesefes. He says something else. Lo yidayin lebalei tshuva shemekabla nesai el shekai nesai Rabbi. Not only do balei tshuva get accepted in Shemayim, but they're called Rabbi. Because look at, originally his name was Elazar ben Derdaya. He wasn't a rabbi. He was the worst of Abarian in the world. But at the end, you know what the Baskel says? Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, come on up. Come on, you're in. You made it. So he got smicha right away. It was Rebbe. And then he died. Remember, we had a Talmud in the early years of the yeshiva, a very wonderful Talmud. He was a Baltaikei in yeshiva. And he was working on getting smicha. And he basically finished all of the limud, but he never had a chance to get to actually take the tests, or all the tests, because he got very sick. He was he got a terrible machla, like a cancer, and his throat was like a, there was like a tumor the size of a softball. I went to visit him the day before he was nifter, in a hospital in Manhattan, I think it was Sloan, and he said to me, his parents were there also, and I was schmoozing with him. I'm trying to give him chizuk, and his parents said to me, there's one thing that, I said, what can I do for you? Just tell me what I could do to help. He said, so there's one thing that would really be tremendous, and that's if you would be able to get our son smicha before he dies. We want, he did all the limudim, he just didn't take the test yet, and, but he learned everything, and it would be a tremendous chizuk for him if he knew that he was able to at least complete that. So I raced back to Lander, to Yeshiva, and I went to Rabbi Bran Spiegel, Olav Shalom, who was Nifter last year, who was a Rosh Yeshiva here, and I told him, I said, you're writing a smicha right now for this Talmud. He said, but he didn't, I said, you're writing a smicha for this Talmud, that's it. No, case closed. He said, okay. So he basically wrote the whole thing out. I flew back to the hospital. I gave the handwritten smicha to his parents, and we gave it to him, and he was crying, and then he was nifter. He was a tremendous rabbi, and on the matzeva is written harav. They put that on the matzeva. But that was I had forgotten that story. I just remembered it because that's why he got smicha. Belazim and Nedaya got smicha right before he was nifter. The worst avari in the world, boom. He's Rabbi Nachman says he's called Rabbi. In Shemayim, they call him Rabbi. Klaimer nechshel ha'adavar kilo hevi imay chayim shleimim sheyigia batayra. It's considered as if he brought with him a full life of yigia batayra. Imagine, it's a crazy thing, no? It's like you could do tshuva on the last day of your life. We don't know when the last day of our life is. But if you're a real Baal tshuva, you go up to Shemayim and you're a Rav Steinemann. It's like you're a Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's like you had a melech batayra your entire life, even though you were partying and you went to bars, you went to clubs, you were watching movies all day. Fine, but you did tshuva at the end, a real genuine tshuva. Boom, you're in. The Gemara asks, so okay, that sounds good. Let's do it. I'm down. The only problem is, what's the problem? You don't know when you're going to die. If you knew that, your expiration date, like on a can of soda, it says the expiration date. If you knew your expiration, then maybe. I mean, it's still, obviously, for other reasons, it wouldn't be a good idea, but we don't know when we're going to die, so you can't really, rely on that. So that's why it says to do tshuva right now, because, it might be our last day, the Gemara says. Zeh hu teretz al kushanel. Hein mubas liyuchal liskein. Achen kal esam mubas leinit lisakein. Loide tshuvas yemekipurim neitzeres havaya chadosha. The answer is, you're right. All that bittul Torah, all that bittul zman, you can't really fix. Can't. But there's something about tshuva on Yom Kippur. The tshuva the whole year might not work, but the tshuva on Yom Kippur gives us the ability to even claw back all those hours, those thousands, tens of thousands of hours of things that we were not doing right, all that wasted time, we're able to get it back, to flip it over, ki'ilu we were doing good all those years. What does that mean? He says there's two different categories of tshuva. Tshuva shenyana v'nake. There's one time, like we say v'nake, you have to, Hashem cleans up our sins. L'zachich or taras and Hashem averis. He scrubs clean, like we spoke about last night. He scrubs clean the averis that we do. Utshuva neisefes shilifne Hashem tar. There's another bechina of tshuva, another category altogether of tshuva, and that's to be tar in front of Hashem. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mahava yesh me'ayin havaya chadasha. We are brand new. It's not like we're the same old person minus averis that we did. That's the rest of the year. Yom Kippur affords us a very unique once-in-a-year opportunity that we're able to be a beria chadasha. We're able to be like brand new people. The level of our tshuva is lifnei Hashem titaru. We are tar totally. It's as if like we're brand new. And if we're brand new, so then we could be Baba Yam. Now we could bring all the days with us. Zoi gam kavanis maral. Anyway, I don't want to go into the Mara right now, but I just want to leave off with this thought as is. That if you're wondering, like Rav Huttner did, what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, there's a special tshuva of Yom Kippur that's different than the whole year. Why is it different than the whole year? One is Lifnei Hashem Titaru, he says, and one is V'shavta Hashem Lekecha. So what does it mean? What's the difference? L'maisa, what's the difference? Tshuva is tshuva. No. Rav Pinchas says that it makes all the difference in the world. The tshuva that we do today, before Yom Kippur, is very valuable. It cleans the averis, which is a tremendously valuable thing. We want to go up, come up to Shemayim with a clean slate. Last night we were speaking about a scary, scary Targum at the end of Kehelas that Rabbi Lapian brings, where basically says at the end of your life, everybody is, all the averis that we do is going to be seen in like a big movie theater by every single person in the universe. Your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your abayim, your friends, your chavrusas, your kids, your grand, everybody's going to see everything that you ever did in your life, every thought, every action, every sight, every sound, whatever you did. They have all the time in the world. Don't think, well, they're not going to have time. There's plenty of time. There's no shortage. There's billions and billions of years to watch everything that we do. And that's a frightening thought. The good news is that the Targum continues and says, Es halakim yira, that's what Sveisa Shmek Yizek Kala Adam, that if you do tshuva, it's all gone. That whole screen, that whole movie gets deleted if you do tshuva. And that's what we were speaking about last night. It's kedai if you weren't there to listen to what we spoke about, because it's very Yom Kippur dik, it's very Aseres Yemei Tshuva dik, the importance of tshuva, because this is what tshuva does. Tshuva enables one to literally delete the screen. Yom Kippur's tshuva, though, is even greater than that. If you thought it couldn't get better, that to get rid of all your averis, that I could do today. But the additional tshuva of Yom Kippur, all the viduyim and the mahus of Yom Kippurim is lifnei Hashem titar. We are literally, we're not just the same old guy minus the sins, but we're a brand new person. And when we're a brand new person, we literally come up to Shemayim with, if we're 20 years old, with 20 years of perfection. Like Avram Avinu, like David HaMelech, we mamish bring like a freshness to ourselves. It's not just that we deleted everything, but we still have the waste of time. There's no waste of time. There's no time. Everything is gone. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, he was able to, the last moment of his life, after a long life of averus, he was able to be given Chaye Olam Haba and called Rebbe at the last minute, and boom, he's in. Because that's the kayach of Yom Kippur. I don't know. I mean, it seems like from what he's saying that the Maisa of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya happened on Yom Kippur. Wouldn't you agree? Isn't that like the Mashmais? Is that, I mean, if his thesis is accurate that he's bringing a ride from Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, how you're able to literally, you know, change everything and become like this perfect person at the end of your life. So presumably this Maisa happened on Yom Kippur. I don't I don't remember the Gemara saying that. Maybe as a Messiah, maybe it's just using it as an example of the past. I don't know. But imagine remembering this. Like, I would fold this up and put it in your Yom Kippur Machzer, and then on Yom Kippur, like, read this, because this is like a tremendous bonus of Yom Kippur. Tshuva is always great, but on Yom Kippur, which all we're supposed to be doing all day is the Viduyim and Tshuva and coming back to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, we're literally, we walk out of Yom Kippur like a Beria Chadash, a brand new person. We're not the same person as we were when we came into Yom Kippur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us mamish like a brand new creation. Never before, all the time that we squandered, forgotten, all the averis that we did, off the record. It's an opportunity that people would spend billions of dollars if they had it to get this opportunity, and we have it every Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, by the way, that if Yom Kippur had been a gift that Hashem gave us once every 70 years, imagine if Yom Kippur happened instead of every year, an annual Yom Tif, it was once every 70 years, it still would have been a tremendous gift, but people would be like, going crazy, like, you know, how many Yom Kippurs did you have? You know, it's like Birchas Hachama. You know, how many Birchas? Once every 28 years. Did anyone have any Birchas Hachamas yet? Yeah. Second grade. Right. So I'm embarrassed to say how many I had. I think, well, I definitely had two. I'm not going to tell you if I had more. I definitely didn't have more. Couldn't have more. But,
that would be impressive.
What? Right. What?
That would be impressive.
Yeah, it would. No, but, three, you'd have to be close to 90, right?
28, 56,
80, 84. Yeah, so anyway, but that's how, but imagine if Yom Kippur was like that. You get one every 7 years once. Everybody would be like, I have to get to Yom Kippur. You know, I have to get to Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur provides all this. It would be, we sort of like don't appreciate Yom Kippur because every year if I sleep through this Yom Kippur, I'll probably get next Yom Kippur. But imagine if Yom Kippur was once every, it would be like you had a Yom Kippur in your life. Are you, that's crazy. You know, you mamash were able to get rid of all your averis like 20 years ago. That's unbelievable. And people would be like chalashing, please Hashem, just let me have another 25 years of life so I could get to Yom Kippur. We have Yom Kippur Baruch Hashem every year. But we have to look at it like it was a once in 70 year thing. And then maybe we begin to appreciate the greatness of that day. It's not a regular day. It's a day it's an amazing day. Now, not everybody loves staying in synagogue all day and praying. My grandmother, by the way, Allah Shalom, used to like, I asked her once like what her favorite yantiv was. She said, I thought she'd say Purim, you know. She said, Yom Kippur, of course. Yom Kippur, that's the worst day of the year. You have to sit and shul. She says, yeah, it's amazing. Like, you get to talk to Hashem 24 hours. You get to just, like, you don't have to worry about cooking and eating. And, like, you know, you're just like, talking to God for 24 hours. It's beautiful. And it took me many years to, like, sort of understand what she meant. But she was a holy woman. And it's not the easiest thing in the world, but it's you're doing it anyway. You're in shul anyway, so chaparayim, don't wait, don't blow it. Take your time, shemana esrei, like daven, get a good machzer and mila b'mila, and like really understand what you're doing and understand the power of the day, that you're not just wiping away your averis every vidoy, one al chet shechatan alafanecha, b'lashon hara, b'zilzul ha'amar, etc. You're not just erasing and wiping clean your averis, but you're literally transforming yourself into a person that did not exist before Yom Kippur. And you have a clean slate, but perfectly clean. Not, there's no even wasted time. You're not even on the hook for all that time that we wasted. It's such a precious opportunity. It's a gift. And we have to open and we have to appreciate. We have to thank Hashem. That's why you make a Shechianu when you come and tell you Yom Kippur. Shechianu v'kimanu v'kimanu. Thank God. You don't have to wait 70 years. Imagine then, if it would have been 70 years, imagine the Shechianu you'd make. Literally, Shachianu v'kiman v'gay, you allowed me to live and you sustained me to get to this day. Thank you. So, okay, so it's every year. But, you know, it still is a Shachianu. Like, you made it. You just make it for like a minute past Seis, past Shkia, into Yom Kippur. You're a lucky man. You're already, you know, half your Averis are gone already. So this is something that we have to appreciate. Keep these sheets and remember them. Learn them again and again before Yom Kippur and on Yom Kippur to appreciate the Yitzumai Shal Yom.